Hey, greetings, sisters. It's Sister Amen.
And Sister Kara.
And we're back again to share some scriptures. I'm going to be sharing on fullness.
And I have scriptures on Savior.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. All right, so we basically are just going to read the scriptures and let them speak for themselves. The Word of God knows how to speak for itself.
Amen.
So I'm going to start. Fullness means like just exactly what it says, completion, full. And so as we read these, we'll see the depths of it. John 1:16. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Romans 15:29. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. I love that. 1 Corinthians 10:26. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. 1 Corinthians 10:28. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that shoot it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Galatians 4:3-5. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Ephesians 1:9-10. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath proposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Ephesians 1:20-23, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all. All in all. I like that. Ephesians 4:13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We want that, don't we?
Amen.
I got two left. Colossians 1:17-19. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, the ecclesia, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And Colossians 2:8-10. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. That's a good way to end those, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then let's see what you have for yours.
I have mine on Savior. I start with Isaiah 43:11-13. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shewed, when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Ye, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall lad it? And Isaiah 45:21-23. Tell ye, and bring them near. Ye, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Hosea 13:4. Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I have Luke 1:46-50. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. Luke 10:11. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Amen. I'm just thinking great joy there. These are like really uplifting. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
They are. John 4:42. And said unto the woman, Now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Acts 5:31. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a Savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. 1 Timothy 4:10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. 2 Timothy 1:9-10. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to the light through the gospel.
Amen. Praise God.
I have a few more, three more actually. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 1 John 4:14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Jude 1:24-25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
What a good way to end on that one too.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. How can we not have exceeding joy? Reading and listening to those, huh?
Amen. How can we not?
Amen. And he is the fullness.
He is. And a mighty Savior.
He is. And he came to set us free, like we were just talking about. Freedom in Christ. We're blessed.
We are.
Amen. Praise God. So that's what we have for today. And Lord willing, we'll be back again if the Lord gives it to us, right?
Amen. And may God be praised.